Okay. I'm Patricia, the wife of Richard Jarrura, and the mother of Lucas, Marcos, and Matthias. I will never forget your prayer for my visa. Thank you again. So I have 3 minutes to share with you my experience at the Women's Overnighter. Therefore, I will start from the end of my story to tell you that at the Overnighter, during the worship on the Sunday, I heard Jesus telling me that he loves me. It's simple. But it was the second time in my life when I had felt the voice of God. In fact, the first time was in Lebanon, in my community, Faith and Light. It's a community for persons carrying a handicap, mental, physical. And it was 22 years ago. So I'm so happy because I feel that Jesus knows my needs and he is providing me every day many blessings and more. I have a lot of examples to give you, but now I will give you the example about asking me to prepare a game for last Saturday night. In fact, Paula asked me this, and it was a big pleasure to me because this kind of activities, games, means a lot to me. It reminds me of the lovely, holy moments that I used to live every week in my community, Faith and Light, with my friends, young persons, older, married, diverse, handicapped. I really missed these moments. And I came to London without any hope to live it again. But here I am, living in a new country from less than 1 year, maybe 7 months, enjoying lovely moments with lovely community because Jesus loves me, simply. And he is giving me more than what I would have asked for. I hope that I could love him one day as much as he loves me. Thank you.
Good evening. For those who don't know me, I'm Carol from India, and I moved to London 6 months ago for work, and just having community here has been the biggest blessing for me. I'm here just to share a little bit about my experience at the Women's Overnighter. I think it was really a wonderful time and opportunity from the Lord to step aside from our daily lives and just to reflect on our lives and to come closer to the Lord. For me personally, I think it was an invitation from the Lord to be still and to listen to him. It was a much needed time to quieten myself in the Lord because I dived right into work after moving to London. So there was no time to really work on things that the Lord was asking me to. So that time away like really helped me to focus on things that the Lord was asking me to work on. And I especially experienced the verses of Psalm 23 in a very tangible way. The Lord being my shepherd. And it was just a time of reflection of how far the Lord has brought me through these years, how he has been my shepherd and rock. And and also how he has brought me to a place of rest after a long journey with him. So I'm really grateful to the Lord, and I have decided to work on the things that he brought to mind. God's presence was also felt in a lot of the sharings and the talks that we had. It was nice that we could kind of choose what we wanted to do in our spare time. We could either like read or then just have a chat. One of the highlights for me was we went to a long walk just before the event started. So a few of us went to the St. Catherine's Parmoor a bit earlier, and we had this beautiful walk through the woods By the end of it, my feet were all covered in muck, but it was just a gorgeous walk, and I think I really enjoyed the conversations along the walk. So I really want to thank the planning committee, and they did a brilliant job, so thank you. There's a small clip of the time that we've spent. You'll see it on the screen. I hope you enjoy it.
We okay? We'd just like to perhaps respond to that wonderful sharing. Thank you very much, folks. And for the video, it was great as well. We're going to have a final song now. You have a choice, actually. I'm going to give you a choice. You can sing the video song that we had to begin with. Oh, you ready? Hey, special treat.
So this is Sarah's story from the Women's Weekend Away. On the weekends away, God had been touching my heart with his love and peace. One of the days before that weekend, God gave me a vision of seeing his glory shining bright. And then he came up to me and gave me a hug. He has been talking to me, and on the Women's Weekend Away, the songs that we sang, such as the words of the song, Goodness of God, made me feel loved. And I felt like I was going to cry. Before the weekend, I asked God to talk to me through the Bible, and the passage that he showed me was Isaiah chapter 12. I didn't have the courage to share it at the weekend, but I want to share it now. Want to share it?
In a minute.
Yeah? Okay. I praise you, Lord. You have been angry with me, but don't be angry with me now. Show your love. God is the one who saves me. I trust him and will not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength, the reason I sing for joy. He is the one who saved me. You people will get your water from the spring of salvation. Then you will be happy, At that time, you will say, praise the Lord and call out his name. Tell everyone what he has done and how wonderful he is. Sing songs of praise about the Lord, because he has done great things. Spread this news about God throughout the whole world.
Can I read it again?
Yeah, you want to read it?
On the women's weekend. God has been touching my heart. With his love and peace. And one of the days before that, the weekend away, God gave me a vision of seeing his glory shining bright. Then he came up to me and gave me a hug, and he has been talking to me on the women's weekend away through the songs and that we sang, such as Goodness of God and Made Me Feel Loved and Felt Like I Was Going to Cry. Before the weekend away, God asked me to to talk about me through the Bible, and the passage that he showed me was Isaiah chapter 12, and I didn't have the courage to share it on the weekend, but I want to share it now. Praise you, Lord. You have been angry with me, but I don't have been angry with me now. Show me your love to me, and God is the one who sees me. Trust him, and I will not be afraid. The Lord is my God and my strength, and the reason I sing for joy. He is the one who sees me. When my people will get water, spring of salvation, then you'll be happy at the time. That time you will say, praise the Lord and call out of his name and everyone what he has done and now is wonderful he is. Sing songs of praise about the Lord, because he has done great things. Spread his news about God throughout